It's 17 past the hour, and joining us from the NAACP convention from Houston, Roland Martin. Welcome to the show, Roland. How are you this morning?
What's going on, Skip? I can find that lime green jacket for you.
yeah. Be ready for the man dance on Friday.
Yeah, I'll find it for you. All right. Mitt Romney is speaking today to the NAACP folks, and it's going to be a pretty interesting conversation there. Of course, yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder, he spoke to the NAACP, and Romney wants to, more than likely, is going to speak to a variety of economic issues. Joining us right now is Tara Wall. She's a senior advisor for the Romney campaign. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are
you? All right. Doing great. First of all, I, assuming the economy is going to be the driving point for Mitt Romney's talk, with black unemployment rate above 14%, also among black youth exceeding 40%+.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of themes that he'll continue to communicate as he's been doing. Economics, probably, yes, chief among them, I should say. But I think there, you know, the economy, you have to talk about the economy. It's smack dab in the middle of where we are, what we're talking about, what a lot of the campaign is about. So I think, yeah, certainly you'll hear that. You'll hear some personal messages as well. I think you'll hear where there's some common ground to be shared. So, overall, I think there are a number of themes that will be hit on. But, I think
when you say common ground to be shared, what do you speak of?
Like what?
Economics.
When you say common ground to speak of, what do you mean?
Well, I think that education, for example, choice, school choice. I think small business, entrepreneurship, job growth. There are some. These are issues that impact our community, and I think that there are some gaps, obviously, that exist. Very stark achievement gaps, economic gaps, wealth gaps, and I think these are topics that we, commonly discuss. And so to the extent that Governor Romney has a message as to how he would approach this and these topics, I think is something that you'll hear.
Now, of course, President Obama got 96% of the black vote in 2008. Yep. Democrats typically get above 90%. So it's not like all of a sudden a flood of black folks are going to be coming to Mitt Romney's side. And let's just be honest. And so what does he hope to accomplish?
Well, Governor Romney, he doesn't want to take any vote for granted. He is 100% committed, I can say, to making sure that we are reaching across the aisle, that we're communicating this message far and wide. And I think, it's important to first of all, listen and say, we want to hear what some of these issues are, number one. And number two, just have a dialogue. We're not going to agree with, we're not going to all agree on everything. Obviously, folks aren't going to agree with everything the party or the party's message, the party's platform. But I think that it behooves us all to understand that there are two candidates in this election. There are two platforms, two agendas, and there's more than one way to address these issues that I just mentioned that impact all of us. So,
what is one specific thing that you think the governor will go after in order to attract black voter attention?
Well, I think you have to have, it goes back to first of all, you have to show up. You have to have a conversation. You have to listen to folks. You have to listen to what folks are saying and what is impacting the community. I think number two is to talk about what he's done and what his record of achievement has been as governor, reaching across the aisle in a bipartisan way, number one, helping to alleviate crime and working with folks
on the ground.
The one thing is the dialogue, and the number two is the follow-up.
No, and the thing. What is the thing?
What is what thing?
In terms of issue?
Yes.
What do you think is the most important issue that would garner attention from the African-American voter?
I think economics is number one. I think job growth and getting folks back to work and getting small businesses booming and thriving again. I think that's the chief issue is economics, absolutely.
Yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder spoke to the voter ID issue in Texas. Mitt Romney obviously speaking in Houston. The Republican legislature and the governor signed it into law. Does he expect to address that issue as well? Because it is certainly a hot topic at the NAACP this week.
Well, Roland, I'm not going to get into the speech, obviously. I think folks you know, we want folks to tune in. We want folks to listen. We want folks to hear all of his remarks. So to the extent that I you know, that I can give the details of the speech, I can't give the details of the speech, but suffice to say, let's just
you need to come on our side. You have more information.
What's that? Well, I have the information. I'm not able to give you that information. I want you to listen, and I want you to hear the speech.
Well, I certainly hope he will speak to the voter ID issue, because that is a huge topic for African Americans all across the country, and certainly to the NAACP. I think not speaking to the issue would be a huge omission. So I will certainly be in the House, and then I'll give our listeners a report tomorrow morning on what he had to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Roland. I would just say that obviously, you know, it's our belief and my belief that every legal vote should count. No one should be disenfranchised or discriminated against or intimidated, and there shouldn't be any fraud or anything of any sort when it comes to voter ID.
All right, Tara Wall, Senior Advisor for the Mitt Romney Campaign. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thanks, Tara. Thank you, too, Roland.
Wow.
I think what Jay was trying to say is that Tara works for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that they would have given her more information.